Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his mountaintop. And hi, Larry, how you doing?
Hey, Stuart, how's it going?
Good. Glad you could make it. We've got some interesting news here, and I don't really know where to start. Essentially, one of the Sorter Fall articles said that Putin was told by John Bolton, and I can't remember who the other guy was, but Pence, I think, that Trump was beginning to lay the foundation, or was going to actually declare martial law as soon as he was ready. And, of course, we had that rumor in the land some years ago that martial law was going to be declared. And here it is again, that martial law is going to be declared, and we don't know if it's just a rumor or whether this is a deliberate attempt to topple the Constitution and the Bill of Rights by forcing Trump to have to declare our martial law. And as I said once before, it really doesn't matter whether it's Trump who declares it or Obama or anybody else. The fact is the protocol said that they were going to create a condition in which martial law would have to be declared, order out of chaos, Masonic motto, and the chaos has to come, and then they can declare martial law, topple the Constitution, topple the Bill of Rights, and essentially what they said was they'd never give it back once they took it away. And so here we have some articles that are coming up, and there's a raid that was on the House I want to get to with Larry about secret plans to take over the United States, and most of it's already done. I read you the Communist Manifesto, and that's 98% done. They're all in this together, the Rothschild Manifesto, the Communist Manifesto, New Age Manifesto. We're right on the verge of the United States going down. And once it goes down, it will never come back up, according to the Bible. At least if it does come back up, it will be the last phase of the strong delusion. Anyway, a very interesting article just appeared on Dave Hodges. Will Trump have to declare martial law for America to survive? Big sign warning, martial law now in effect. There is an interesting development going on with the deep state, the global elite, and now it is spreading to European leaders. I had a double take when I read it in The Guardian that European leaders should cease immigration programs because it triggers right-wing nationalists and their populist audiences. This is a sure sign that America and the rest of the world is slowly beginning to wake up as to what is really happening with regard to the march towards the formal establishment of a globalist fascist police state where nobody is safe. Now, I want to read the last part. Trump is in a corner. Trump cannot continue to what he is doing. Trump, or troops rather, cannot be kept on a continual state of alert with no action plan. Ironically, it is Trump and the American people that would benefit from a false flag incident. The only way that the president is going to survive this crisis is to declare martial law. In doing so, the president removes obstructionist and liberal judges who do not follow the Constitution and have stripped Trump of his constitutionally delegated powers under the Constitution. He could also neutralize mainstream media through a declaration of martial law. Yes, it sounds radical, but how bad do you want the United States to survive? The support for Trump among the military is waning. The people are growing weary of inaction, and the caravans are set to keep coming until they break the back of border security. Trump needs an incident, because Trump only can survive through a declaration of martial law. Now, we heard this once before from Health Ranger. We've heard it from the Christians. We need to support Trump in a declaration of martial law. And this is exactly what the protocol said. They just didn't say exactly how they were going to do it. But I think it's becoming obvious now how they're going to do it. And it all comes together in one lump operation. And absolutely, Trump will be right, because they're forcing his hand. They're putting him into a position where he must do it. He's not going to have any options. What do you think, Larry, that article?
Well, I don't even have to think about that article. You and I have been saying this for months, that the only solution to his survival is martial law. And, you know, we saw this coming way back there. And matter of fact, you know, even though, you know, it gets pretty hectic under martial law, you know, I've made the statement on you and with Augusto and others that I would rather live under a military government martial law than live under the left and the communists.
Well, it may not even be the left and the communists. There's an article here. This is kind of interesting. In fact, you're the one who sent it to me. Feds just raided Muslim house in Virginia, walked in on final step of America's worst nightmare. Muslim Brotherhood's strategic 30-year plan for taking over America from within was a closely guarded secret until the FBI raided a house in Annandale, Virginia, where agents found a disturbing bundle of documents containing a blueprint for the Muslim takeover of our country. Now that the cat is out of the bag, we must do everything in our power to expose what's really going on. Startlingly, these American-hating vermin are in the final phase of their five-step plan to destroy the country. Is it possible the deep state is actually going to use the Muslims to accomplish this, do the dirty work, so to speak? I mean, they love cutting people's heads off and all that good stuff. What do you think?
Well, I have to say this, Dirk. Up till now, for the last 10 years or more, have you not seen the globalists and the deep state and others use the Muslims for the big changeover, especially the Muslim Brotherhood, to create the new chaos that they wanted in the world?
Yes, it was, actually. In fact, Obama and Hillary and company actually had a number of Muslim Brotherhood in high places in the nation. And who was that lady? Can't think of her name right now, but she was giving state secrets over to, I guess they were employees of hers, but they were Muslim. Nothing ever happened to them either, by the way.
There was a couple of them. A big one is Valerie Jarrett, and the other one is that Hillary's, the Muslim woman that worked for Hillary, under Hillary. I can't think of her name at the moment, but she was married to the guy that got sent to prison for flashing on the Internet.
Was that Schultz? Something Schultz?
No, that was, I want to say Ansoir. Can't remember her name right this minute. It was the Muslim woman that every time you saw Hillary, she was with her. And she was
Who you're talking about now, but I can't think of her name either.
Yeah, she was married to the Internet flasher. I can't remember his name. He was a senator.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's get back here. 27 years ago, Muslim Brotherhood leader, and I'm not going to try and pronounce the name, traveled to America to organize Muslims across America. educating them with his diabolical plan for the complete Muslim takeover of America that would take 30 years to complete. It included a key tactic known as Moruna, where Muslims are able to violate Sharia law in order to convince Americans they are just like us. Just like an Ebola virus, Moruna is extremely effective, as Muslims are now able to seamlessly integrate into every facet of our society as they make their way into our public school systems, our federal and law enforcement agencies, and key positions within our government. Now, this probably explains why, if you criticize the Muslim religion in any way, shape, or manner, you get nailed very hard. You can criticize Christians all you want, and the crowd cheers. Criticize Israel, by the way, or Muslims, and you get nailed very, very hard, if not arrested for it. What do you think,
Larry? I was just going to mention how when you tried to post the show tonight, you was banned because you mentioned a Muslim in the intro and had to change that. It's already there. We're already shadow banned by these people.
Yeah, that was amazing today or tonight when I made the headline and I used Muslim Brotherhood and they wouldn't let me post at all. So I took that out and it went in right away. So they're using algorithms to ban things. We're being shadow banned, folks. I don't know. I just can't figure out why, for example, the American people don't just simply walk away from Facebook, bankrupt them, close them down, do the same thing with Google, do the same thing with all this. They're never going to. It's like TSA and airports. All the people had to do to get rid of TSA was to simply not fly for 1 week. TSA would have been disbanded because of the financials. It's all money. That's all they ever talk about. That's all what they know. They don't know anything other than money. So you hit them where it really hurts. Yeah, but unfortunately, what's happened is we have a divided nation now and a very confused, bewildered people. I mean, they're voting for their own death, and they don't even realize it. They're that stupid. Here you had the communists coming out and saying, oh, we're going to raise taxes. I mean, hefty raises of taxes. We're going to do this. We're going to take away this. We're going to take away that. And the people voted for them. They might as well have said, communists might as well just come out and said, when we get elected, we're going to go out and we're going to kill you all. They probably still would have been elected. That's the kind of brain-dead people we have in America today. There's no thinking. There's no thinking, whatever. There's no connecting the dots. I've been at this like Larry has for years and years and years, trying to point out, connect A with B with C with D with E with F, and you got it. You got the picture. They don't do that. Now they even mock the picture that's being painted right in front of them. That's amazing to me. But anyway, when they say this, they're going to make their way into our public school system. They've already done it. Have you not read about these Muslim holidays and everything where the kids are required to study the Muslim religion, dress up as Muslims? Try that as a Christian and see what happens to you in a public school. We have traitors in our schools. We have traitors in our local governments. We have traitors at the state level. We have traitors at the national level. And we obviously have traitors at the global level. And yet nobody does anything about it. They've weeded their way into federal and law enforcement as well. They've already taken up key positions within our government. Wasn't it Minnesota that just elected a Muslim lady?
Yeah, that's very true. And Brennan's a perfect example of the high government.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We've had it because the American people sat on their butts twiddling their thumbs. And, I'm they get what they deserve. I hate to say that to the American people, but that's exactly what's coming. What you deserve, or God is not a just God. And he warned the American Christian about their false gospels and their fake not salvation, but even their prophetic message. Most Americans refuse to believe that America's Babylon. Nothing could be more simple. Nothing could be more in your face than that. All you got to do is study the parameters and look at America. America's the only nation upon earth that fulfills those parameters, yet America's not Babylon. Well, okay, I guess. Then you're going to go down when Babylon goes down, and I think that's pretty close. Here's the rest of this article. The Muslim Brotherhood's strategic 30-year plan for taking over America from within was a closely guarded secret until they raided that house. And then they found all of this, a blueprint for how to do it. Isn't that amazing how they decided to find this? Their game is up now, it says. Now their highly regarded or guarded secrets are out. And while the Muslim Brotherhood in America would love for everyone to believe they're just peace-loving group of Islamists, nothing could be further from the truth. Their recent discovered plans for America is highly chilling, where documents reveal what's called a civilization jihadist process, where American Muslims are actively destroying Western civilization from within as they seek to make Islam recognized in our courts and our schools, bullying their way with political correctness, which has proven to be highly effective. They have a five-phase plan, and disturbingly, they are now in the final phase of their mission, phase one of discreet and secret establishment of leadership. Phase two, phase of gradual appearance on the public scene and exercising and utilization of various public activities. It greatly succeeded in implementation of this stage. It has also succeeded in achieving a great deal of its important goals, such as infiltrating various sectors of government, gaining religious institutions, and embracing senior scholars. Well, that's kind of like Chislam, I guess. Is that what they call that, Larry? Mixing Islam with Christianity?
Yeah.
And they're doing it. I mean, you gotta really be
apostate.
Yeah. Well,
we're right at the end of them actually being successful.
Yeah. Phase three, escalation phase, prior to conflict and confrontation with the rulers through utilizing mass media, currently in progress. Phase four, open public confrontation with the government through exercising the political pressure approach. It is aggressively implementing the above mentioned approach, training on the use of weapons domestically and overseas in anticipation of zero hour. Now, I have known for some time, it has been reported that there, I think, are 35 terrorist training centers here in the United States on American soil. The FBI knows about it, and they haven't done a thing to stop it. Not one thing to stop it. Here's where the FBI is so corrupted. I found out they were totally corrupted when it came to Waco, when it came to Oklahoma City. Totally corrupted. It's too bad, because they are signing also their own death warrant. Every agency in our government is signing their own death warrant, and they're too naive or stupid or whatever to know it. To know it. They don't know it. They don't understand that they are in phase with a plan not only to take down America, but when that happens, they themselves and their families are going to be taken down. Have they not read history? Do they not know how the communists work? Do they not know how all of these overthrows work? If you will betray your own family, You will betray them when they come into power. They will kill all of you. I hope you're listening, because you're all going to be lined up when this is all over, and you're going to be shot. And I guess if I was a world dictator, I'd shoot every one of you, and I wouldn't hesitate one bit. If you betray your own family, if you betray your own nation, you don't deserve to live. And that's the way they look at it. That's the way they've always looked at it. And yet we have all of these people from governors on down who are aiding and abetting these Islamics to seize power. And our people are even electing these people now. I think one of them's a senator. First senator that's ever been elected. Amazing how stupid the American people are. And now that she's there, her real colors are showing up. And this is going to go on until America is down and gone. People really need you really need to read your Bibles. You need to quit saying that America is not Babylon. You need to get into your Bibles. Read Isaiah 14, 13, Isaiah 47, Jeremiah 50, 51, Revelation 17 and 18. And if you can honestly say after you've read it, studied it, listed all the parameters, America is not Babylon, there's something wrong with your brain. Really, something is wrong with your brain. And you're in denial, total denial. Phase 5, seizing power to establish an Islamic nation under which all parties and Islamic groups are united. Well, it's kind of interesting because the Bible on the great power that comes up, the global UN power, doesn't really say who it is, but I think the book of Revelation gives us a clue that this is a combined operation. The feet of the bear, it borrows from the foundation of communism, Soviet-style communism. A body of a leopard, a combination of Nazism, fascism, and believe it or not, Islam. People should really look it up and do some studying about that. The head of the lion, Cecil Rhodes, and the global system. Head of a lion. Lion was England. This is a conglomerate beast that rises up. It evidently borrows the worst evil from everything that went before it. And this world operation that's coming is an extermination operation. That's why Deagle.com has the population of the United States, for example, drops, I think, what, 4/5, Larry? It's a huge drop.
I think so. Yeah.
It's horrible. Well, I guess if you won't stand up and stop it, which is probably, I think, way too late now. Anyway, here's what they say. Expanding the Muslim presence by birth rate, which is why they rape a lot of women, immigration, and refusal to assimilate. They won't. Occupying and expanding domination of physical spaces, ensuring the Muslim community knows and follows the Muslim Brotherhood doctrine, controlling the language we use in describing the enemy. That's why you really can't call them what they really are. Ensuring we do not study their doctrine. They want Sharia law only. Co-opting key leadership, forcing compliance with Sharia law at local levels. That's already going on. There are no-go zones over there in Michigan. Oh, I can't remember the city. Is that, which city is that in Michigan? Totally, almost totally Muslim. Do you remember?
Yeah, I can't remember. Is it? Yeah. I can't remember the name of it, but it's one of the bigger ones.
Yeah, they've all taken it over. Fighting all counterterrorism efforts, subverting religious organizations, they've done that already, employing lawfare, the offensive use of lawsuits or threats of lawsuits, claiming victimization, demanding accommodations, condemning slander against Islam, subverting the U.S. education system, in particular infiltrating and dominating U.S. Middle East studies program, demanding the right to practice Sharia in segregated Muslim enclaves, demanding recognition of Sharia in non-Muslim spheres, confronting and denouncing Western society, its laws, and its traditions, demanding the Sharia replace all Western law. Note that many of the foregoing techniques entail, in one way or another, influencing and neutralizing the American government at all levels. We have got so many corrupt politicians, and I think a lot of this has to do with these core cities. I think this is all tied together. It's all part of one overall huge unit, part of Agenda 21-30-50. They're all going to come in. They're coming in from different angles, but the end result is what happened. It's evil to the core, but they don't care. The end justifies the means. That's always been. Well, Jesus Christ has an end that justifies the means. And people really ought to take note of the God factor. But you see, they're so naive, they won't do what Jesus Christ told them to do, so they don't even think he's probably real, and if he is, well, some nebulous belief out there. Well, he is real, and it's not a nebulous belief. He has an agenda, and that agenda includes the elimination of Sharia and all of those things. It's coming. It's going to be a huge, huge conflict. But I don't think it's too wise, Larry, to you to fight your creator.
Not smart.
And you had some news out of the Middle East. Let's get to it before we close.
Yeah, right after you finished there, I was going to tell you that not only in America is this going on, this Muslim push is operating currently against Europe and all Western nations, and even the UK. So we're all, you know, all the Western people are just not smart enough to know it. But anyway, switching to Israel, there was a very mysterious attack that occurred near Damascus a few days ago, and I posted that. You know, it wasn't much information. Matter of fact, it was more rumor than anything. And the Syrians said that Israel didn't do it, but there was an attack, and Israel finally now has broken the quiet barrier, if you will, and has says that it was the U.S. Air Force flying out of the Persian Gulf that crossed over Saudi Arabia and Jordan and attacked inside Syria. And apparently, if this is true, this report is out there, and I vetted it best I could, but if true, it gives Israel now an opportunity, a window of opportunity to attack Iran inside Syria, because this U.S. Air Force attack, was, I don't know whether an EMP was used or what weapon was used, but some weapon has taken down the S-300s inside Syria, and they say that it'll be 20 to 30 days to repair those systems. So very mysterious. Very mysterious, sir. I did post it and put up a map from Debka file on my blog.
So if they would take out the ones by Damascus, is that maybe a prelude to a Damascus attack?
Well, we don't know. We just simply don't know. You know, not only do we at the present have a crisis on our southern border, we've got one also developing in the Middle East, and we're not sure where this is going.
Yeah, I think that crisis on the southern border is going to lead to the martial law, and then we go down. It's going to be interesting, but it's also going to be horrendous and frightening. And this is why Larry and I both have warned people: get under the wings of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other escape from this. No other escape. If you want to get out of planet Earth alive, you're going to have to do it through through the Lord Jesus Christ and his salvation. There is no other way. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. This is a rather short one because it's a holiday, kind of, and I didn't really want to bother people too much, but I thought this was important enough to definitely take a look at. This is very serious stuff that we're talking about, and hopefully they'll nail it, and hopefully Trump will prevail and not have to declare martial law. But anyway, it's not good if he does, not good if anybody does. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening. Take care. Have a good holiday weekend, and we'll see you next week or sooner if something really breaks. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and we'll see you later. Night, all.